Moving on now. The British Prime Minister says holding a second referendum on the UK's exit from the European Union will worsen divisions and uncertainties in the country.
The Electoral Commission still says that they believe that it was a fair poll, and I believe that we should abide by the result of that poll and deliver for the people of this country. I think a second referendum would exacerbate division in our country and would not bring our country back together again.
May reassured MPs that there will be no hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland after the UK's divorce from the EU. She said the EU has made it clear that it will not renegotiate the Brexit deal, which was agreed last month. May noted her government will work with Parliament to prepare the mandate for the next stage of EU negotiations. In reaction to her remarks, leader of the Labour Party said the UK will be worse off if MPs confirm the Prime Minister's Brexit deal.
The deal before us would make our country worse off. Yes. Taken together with the withdrawal agreement and the future partnership, they present a huge and damaging failure for Britain.
Corbyn added that internal divisions among Conservatives have prevented the country from clinching a Brexit deal in the interests of Britons. This while government has lost key parliamentary vote on the legal advice it has received on the Brexit agreement with the European Union. A motion by the Labour Party to find the government in contempt of Parliament for refusing to publish the advice was passed by 311 MPs in favor to 293 against. Now ministers will be forced to publish the government's full legal advice. This is the first time in Britain's history that MPs find government in contempt of Parliament. Tuesday's vote marks the beginning of a five-day debate ahead of a crucial vote on December 11th when lawmakers will be asked to approve the deal. For more on that, we're joined by Mr. Rodney Shakespeare, commentator and professor of economics, joining us live from London. Thank you very much, Mr. Shakespeare, for joining us once again. Thank you. Now, what do you see as a future? This is becoming so complicated. Every day there's something new coming out of the Parliament. What do you see as a future as far as Mrs. May's deal with the EU goes?
Today's extraordinary. Here's the UK government convicted of contempt of Parliament. And when tomorrow the legal advice is published, if it shows the government's been hiding, that will be something, that will be another defeat for the government. If on the other hand, it shows they've been honest about that advice, then in fact it will be a victory for the government. There was another defeat for the government today, which is to do with what will happen in 1 week's time, when the main deal between the UK and Europe, which has been agreed, will be debated and voted on. It will be defeated in the House of Commons. But the effect of today, this third motion and a government defeat, is that the Remain people in the House of Commons will be in a strong position. And you will then have three virtually equal factions in the House of Commons. Leave, the government still negotiated and agreed with Europe, and the Remain. British politics, you can laugh or you can cry now. Minds will have to focus, or there will be a most preposterous crisis and turmoil and conflict. And there's now 1 week for people to put their minds together and come up with something which the nation can agree on and which is not just representing a factional view. It's a very, very serious situation, and they've got 1 week to focus their minds and stop playing what at the moment are still a lot of Christmas games.
Now, Mr. Shakespeare, if you could sum this up in 1 minute or two, not more, what are the possible scenarios that you predict?
I am going to stick to my prediction You see, the public voted to leave, but it was only 52-48, so at least half wanted to remain. And the government's proposal actually gives the leavers half of what they want, and it gives the remainers half of what they want. I'm going to predict that the government's proposal will get through on the grounds simply it's the best that can be done in very, very difficult and bad circumstances, circumstances which were the result of the original referendum decision, which went wrong and has resulted in the nation being split. So there's my prophecy. It will be the government's proposal, but no one's happy with it, but it's the best that can be done in a disastrous situation.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rodney Shakespeare, commentator and professor of economics, joining us live from London.